from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. White House said President Biden again spoke with Israel's Netanyahu on Sunday.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu under intense political pressure ahead of planned negotiations in Cairo this week between Israel and Hamas. Netanyahu's government divided. Right-wing hardliners threatening to leave the governing coalition if Israel agrees to what they call a reckless deal.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the ceasefire effort tops President Biden's to-do list.
If we can get that in place, then that gives you 6 weeks of peace. It gives you no fighting for 6 weeks, and that includes no fighting in Rafah. And what we're hoping is that after 6 weeks of a temporary ceasefire, we can maybe get something more enduring in place.
Kirby on ABC's This Week broadcast. Human rights groups and diplomats are criticizing a law passed quietly over the weekend by Iraq's parliament that will impose harsh prison sentences on gay and trans individuals. Blowing at least 136 miles an hour, the EF3 tornado blasted an area south of Oklahoma City. No fewer than five people killed in multiple towns. Carter County Sheriff Chris Bryant.
I wish everybody in the listening area would put these people in the thoughts and prayers and guide them. There's going to be a lot of help. Electricity is an issue. Water's an issue. Gas is an issue.
A Virginia man has become the fourth American to be arrested in Turks and Caicos in the Caribbean for bringing bullets into the country. Turks and Caicos bans private ownership of firearms and ammunition.
Tyler Renwick is behind bars in Turks after authorities say they found two 9mm rounds in his backpack as he reboarded a cruise ship. The Virginia father now charged with possession of ammunition. The mandatory minimum sentence, 12 years in prison.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. The Oregon Lottery says it will present the winner on Monday of the $1.3 billion Powerball drawing on April 6th. You're listening to ABC News. Artificial intelligence giving you the willies? A new survey out of New Jersey's Stevens Institute of Technology finds Americans increasingly nervous about AI. Brendan Eglot is director of the Stevens Institute for Artificial Intelligence.
We're all just, the public and experts and researchers are all a little alarmed and surprised with all the new powerful capabilities rolling out so rapidly.
He says the survey finds Americans perceive a lack of regulation of artificial intelligence. Trouble for the district attorney in Rochester, New York. She apparently ignored an attempted traffic stop.
Police body camera footage obtained by our affiliate WHAM showing Monroe County DA Sandra Dorley moments after authorities say she refused to pull over for a traffic stop last week, instead driving home. The officer following Dorley less than a mile to her garage, confronting her.
I was going 55 coming home from work.
55 and a 35.
I don't really care.
Eventually telling the officer to write her a ticket, and ultimately apologizing.
ABC's Rena Roy, New York Governor Kathy Hochul referring the matter to the Commission on Prosecutorial Conduct. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention calling it the first documentation of probable HIV infection involving cosmetic services. CDC says three women were diagnosed after getting vampire facial procedures at an unlicensed spa in New Mexico, reusing one-time use equipment. Richard Cantu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.